I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. It is almost spring, which means it's time for spring cleaning. Joining us to shed some light on the subject is Julie Edelman, author of the New York Times bestselling The Accidental Housewife and The Ultimate Accidental Housewife. Julie appears regularly on national television shows, including Rachel Ray, The View, Today, and Real Simple TV, and in magazines such as Family Circle, Glamour, and New York. Julie, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
It's good to be with you, Lisa. Good morning, everybody out there.
Yeah, I loved your book. You know, you make cleaning fun, Julie, and that's saying something. And in the introduction to your awesome book, The Ultimate Accidental Housewife, you quote one of my favorite writers, Irma Bombeck, quote, "My theory on housework is, if the item doesn't multiply smell, catch on fire, or block refrigerator door, let it be. No one cares. Why should you?" And the great thing about your book is you tell us why we need to care in a, you know, a bit in order to keep our family healthy. Can you tell us about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't have to. My feeling, as I said, is to make sure that health inspectors stay away. If you're doing that, you're doing a good job. And there's a wonderful quote from Oscar Wilde that said, "Man was made for something better than disturbing dirt." I sort of abide by that. There's lots of ways you can, you know, clean your home, do it on your terms, and, you know, just get it clean enough. And clearly we have so many things around our home, Lisa, that we can use as cleaning aids that are really very healthy. I mean, so many of us know already about the virtues of what I call vinegar, okay, and vodka. I'll get to those. Not
wow, that. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, and not just because if you take a sip of vodka, your house will
it just looks better, right?
But it's actually a natural sanitizer, because think about it, it's got alcohol in it. So
oh.
You could actually put it in a spray bottle, you know, in the cheap kind, of course, because you don't want to use the good stuff. Or, as my jeweler says, why waste the good stuff? Because you can actually clean your jewelry, everybody out there, with vodka.
Ooh.
It will actually make things that are non-porous, like diamonds, sparkle. So you want to think about perhaps using that. But back to, if you put some in a spray bottle, you can dilute it. Put, you know, if you want full strength, fine, but you don't have to. You could do a 50-50. And spray your counters with it, you know, to clean them off, or in your shower. Or you can use vinegar the same way. Vinegar is terrific also because of its, you know, content in cleaning your bathroom showers, your counters, and even your windows. I mean, even now, some of the major manufacturers out there use it in their products like Windex. And, of course, even more natural is something just using microfiber. Are you familiar with microfiber at all, Claude?
No, I'm not.
Well, microfiber is just really, it's a man-made fiber that's made up like of thousands of little, like tentacle-like things, like hair. But what's great about it, it's super absorbent, so it will clean up things. You don't have to use paper towels as much.
You don't have to
use them at all, and you can use them over and over again. But you can also clean with it just by putting some water on it.
Oh.
So it's a very effective way, again, a very healthy way, and green way, you know, if you want to be just green enough.
Yeah.
Of cleaning.
And where can you get these?
You can buy them at almost any store. And actually, I recently launched a line.
Great.
Which are available on Sears.com, which are all microfiber. And as I said, they're machine washable, which makes them terrific. And they just can be used with or without store-bought products, and also just dry to dust and do things of that sort. But
oh,
yeah, you should check them out.
Oh, that's great. You know, one of the tips I loved in your book was using toothpaste to clean one's faucet with an old toothbrush.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, did you come across that by accident? Did you spill some toothpaste, or did you? How did that happen?
I was using the right toothbrush to do it, and I would suggest everybody else use an old one. Part of this,
mm-hmm.
I sort of accidentally stumble upon a lot of these tips, and also people out there, my fellow or feline housewives, share with me things that they've done, and which I like to, you know, then share with everybody else when I'm on television or what have you. But toothbrushes are, you know, those old ones, don't throw them away. Use them. Hang an umbrella from your chandelier so that whatever falls out doesn't go onto your bed or your floor. So you can be a little bit of Mary Poppins-ish.
Oh, I love that.
As you're cleaning.
I love it. And I also love the tip about using shaving cream for mirrors. I had never heard that before.
Well, I love to multitask, and when I'm doing my legs for a little bit, or if you're a guy out there listening, you know, while you're getting rid of that morning shadow, put some on your on your mirror, leave it there for, you know, 20 minutes or so until it starts to evaporate, and that will both clean it and also help keep it defogged for up to 2 weeks. It should be the regular, the good old white foam gel, not the gel, but the foam.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the good old foam. Now, in the book, you talk about toxic zones and not-so-toxic zones.
Correct.
I'm thinking the bathroom is a toxic.
Yeah, if you've got size and they use it as a paintball target, you got it, babe. Yes, we talk about the bathroom and the kitchen. The bathroom, clearly, you know, the bane of all of our existence is cleaning a toilet bowl.
Yes.
And I try to find simple ways to do that, which include using Alka-Seltzer or any kind of effervescent tablet. And forgive the poem, but I am poetic at times. You plop, plop, fizz, fizz, and away will go the poop and whiz.
You are cracking me up. Did you stand up comedy? Because seriously, Julie, you are so funny.
Well, you know, that's just big, Lisa. You know, this stuff, there's so much else going on in our lives.
Yeah.
To get bogged down and feel guilty and feel badly that we're not doing these things well enough or that we're feeling so overwhelmed. Part of my whole accidental housewife way is about saying, hey, you know what? We all need to take a breath. We need to step back and say, we're doing the best we can. We may not be, you know, Martha. We may not be our mother. We may not be our best friend, you know, the way they do it. But it's right for us. And so it is that whole message of hopefully empowering women to feel good and a little less guilty and say, hey, it's okay. My house is standing. My kids are fed. And we'll be okay. And let's laugh a little. So that's where the humor comes from.
Well, it's wonderful. The book is so enjoyable. I highly recommend it. And for men, too. My husband is a neatnik, and he loved your book. He's like, oh, wow, look at this. You can use this. Oh, I didn't know about the shaving cream. I didn't know about this, you know. So he got excited about it, too. So we got the men on board as well. You know, put some humor in there and good techniques, so.
Well, I appreciate it. As you know, I've got, you know, repairs in there, home repairs.
Mm-hmm.
I've also got, you know, how to be green enough, or what I call a convenient truth versus an inconvenient truth, so that we can get things done. But what I tried to tackle the problem was anything domestic or homekeeping that we have to do, and doing it in ways which are easy, which, you know, maintain your home, but also your manicure.
Yeah, really.
God forbid we break a nail when we're putting in a nail. You know, but it's just about that balance of life and, you know, finding that, organizing in ways that, you know, feng shui our way, as I like to say.
Oh, I like that. Now, with the vinegar or the vodka, now that can be used on linoleum or like granite counters or bathroom porcelain. I don't know all the time. I don't know what these things are called. But okay.
Absorbent and actually will be an irritant to certain kinds of, I believe granite is not good. Because
okay, granite, yeah, probably not. Okay.
And things like lemon as well, which are also, that's another natural cleanser. So you want to be careful where you use it. And, you know, I also do talk about in my book, you know, the different kinds of things you can use around the house, which are great. Also baking soda. You know, if you have someone suffering from male pattern baldness and your sink is, or your shower is clogging up, well, here's the solution. You know, you take a half a cup of baking soda, or depending on how bad it is, and then a half a cup of vinegar, and pour it down. It'll be sort of like, it's a great science experiment, too, if you got kids. It sort of bubbles over.
Oh, then my daughter would love that.
Yeah, it's like Mount St. Helens or Mount St., you know, sink. Sink Helens, I call it.
Sink Helens.
And then you put some, this part is for the adult, you boil up some hot water and then put that down afterwards, and it should clear it right out, and it may take one or two times again, depending on how long you've let any of your sinks or your drains go, but it's a good thing to do spring cleaning-wise.
Oh, that is great. No, I'm glad you brought up the spring cleaning. What kind of things do you recommend? Are there specific, you know, things that need to be cleaned in the spring because of the windows being shut all winter and things like that?
Yep. Windows in particular, and here's something people don't, I think, often think about, and I just, you know, sort of realized it one day when I was cleaning the windows, and I, again, using microfiber and just plain water, but I was doing it in bright sun, and it might seem like, and I would keep looking at it, these aren't getting any cleaner, they're getting cleaner, getting streakier, there's something wrong with this cleaning process. The truth is, the sunlight dries it out quicker, so that it makes streaks. So the windows are something, as I mentioned before, things like chandeliers or things that are very high, you know, that you usually don't get to, and, you know, you've got a condominium going of spiders.
Oh.
Usually a good idea. to start going there. And the things you don't think about, your refrigerator, for example, drip pans underneath.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you have. Did you know you even had one?
I don't even want to look under there.
Well, let me
but I should. I know.
Yeah. Well, and for listening, you know, first of all, it's a favorite hangout for roaches. They love it. It's like a drinking fountain. Number two, though, mold and mildew can form in there.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
So what you want to do, you can take, like, as I mentioned before, the vinegar or the vodka solution and a toothbrush. Okay, there's that toothbrush again. To clean it out. Another thing we don't think about, or oftentimes your washing machine, which, you know that smell, it's got that sort of musty, yucky smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's not because you or I are using the wrong detergents, or we're doing anything wrong, or we really are just dirty people. For me, it's now my son's 15 and he's looking at girls, so every other minute I'm doing a laundry. But what that is really, it's just stuff that builds up in there.
Oh, okay.
Over time. So there's a great new product out too called Tide Washing Machine Cleaner. So
mm-hmm.
Very simple.
Oh, no, that's pretty good. I like that.
Simple, you know, they made it idiot proof. It's pre measured, you know, so you don't have to use like the old way of people used to think about, you know, using bleach. This, you just put it in your dispenser, in your powder dispenser. You run a full cycle, and it will take that smell away and also help minimize residue buildup going forward.
Oh, that's good. Now, one thing I was – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Julie.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask you about, you know, it seems like a lot of the mold removers are kind of, you know, chemical-laden. And so what are some natural things you can do to get rid of mold and mildew? I mean, you mentioned the one in the washing machine, but like in the shower –
get rid of mold necessarily, get rid of that smell and the debris that,
mm-hmm.
you know, starts to
But
in your shower, again, things like natural vinegar.
Oh, that'll work. Okay, good.
And you know those mineral deposits that look like lime around the your shower head?
Yes.
If you soak a old rag or microfiber cloth or whatever in some vinegar and you wrap it around there, and I use, again, things I have handy, whether it's a scrunchie for my hair to hold it together or a hair clip, it will actually remove the mineral deposit, because that's what it is, mineral deposit.
Oh, and what about the pumice stone?
You use that? I haven't really used the pumice stone, but I'll try that one out.
Yeah, I know if you have, you know, in your bathtub, if you get a big kind of ring around it, you just kind of scrub it, and it kind of crumbles a little bit, but then you wash it off, and the stuff comes off. And the other thing I wanted to mention is I'm huge on recycling. And what are some good uses for newspaper to use to clean?
Well, yes. I love newspaper for several reasons. One of them is, yes, you can use it, first of all, now that all the... Where are you located?
I live in Massachusetts.
Okay, so I suspect you got snow laden this winter, and we've just been crushed. But with spring and wet sneakers and all, you can actually crunch it up and put in your kids' sneakers or shoes or boots. It will help absorb moisture.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and it's also a great polishing agent.
Mm-hmm.
It comes to how they ink in the newspaper itself, so you can use it to polish the chrome on your sinks. And forgive me, you know, I used to wonder about this, but now I know. It's a great odor absorber. So you know how so many people read their newspaper in the bathroom? I've now got a better understanding as to why.
I got to put some newspapers in the bathroom. That's great. Oh, my gosh. That's great. No, I used to use them to clean the windows down before I learned about the shaving cream tip.
Yeah, no. They're great at cleaning windows. They're a natural polisher. You know, some people don't like it because, you know, the black ink will get on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I wear those lovely fashionable gloves of mine, those pink ones.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, pink
black
is...
and white cups.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Now, we only have a minute, so I wanted to make sure to ask about this. You mentioned in the book about cutting boards, and you said that it's true that it's better to lick a toilet seat than a cutting board. Not that it's better, but you know what I mean. You know, you'll be safer.
Yeah, I don't carry one when I get hungry, but...
I didn't say that very well. I think you know what I meant.
No, actually, yeah, there have been studies,
mm-hmm.
which show that your cutting board is grosser than a public toilet.
Oh, my gosh.
Because particularly, you know, ones that get the nooks and crannies, you can't always clean them so well.
Yeah.
The bacteria forms in there. So you really want to be conscientious if you start to get lots of little crevices that you've cut, Also, when you're buying, you know, there's a debate going on between plastic.
Yes, I was wondering about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, you know, bamboo is really the way to go.
Oh, Julie, I tell you, I'd love for you to come back in a few months. There's so much we didn't get, like tips to keep your clutter in check in the kitchen. Your book is so great. I highly recommend everyone go out and get The Ultimate Accidental Housewife. Julie, you crack me up, and I think I need to get your number anytime, so I need a laugh. You're wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And what's your website?
TheAccidentalHousewife.com.
Okay, and everyone keep listening. In a moment, we're going to be joined by Mariana Olszewski, the author of Live It, Love It, and Earn It. So stay tuned.